Speaking of retirement, this is what it used to look like. That's because even before the nation's economic crisis set in, many baby boomers said they did not plan to retire in the traditional way.
I don't think boomers can retire. I think the economy definitely isn't going to let them right now. But also, I think working also helps you stay active and feel relevant.
The fact is, many in this generation, even though they're closing in on retirement age, plan to keep on working, at least part-time.
Boomers certainly have no intentions of fading away into the sunset. In fact, we like to say boomers weren't really planning to retire, they were just planning to retread.
Hello. That means it will be important for boomers to have technology that allows them to stay mobile and keep connected.
In terms of boomers continuing to be in the workforce, the next generation of work technology is really about working anywhere, anytime, and that's going to be very liberating.
In many cases, Rogers predicts more and more boomers will become independent business owners and, like Claudia Campanile, work out of their homes.
I think the technology of tomorrow is going to be driven by allowing people to stay in their home longer, and so there have to be solutions here.
One place where the quest for solutions is well underway is the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
Hello, and welcome to the MIT Age Lab Driving Simulator, Miss Daisy.
The home of the MIT Age Lab.
Okay, go ahead, give it the gas, it's already in drive.
Here, creative new ideas are being taken for a test drive. Ideas that offer high-tech yet practical solutions to help people stay active and healthy as they age.
Okay. Baby boomers expect more, better, faster, and cheaper. We will not accept a product that's designed for an old man.
Joseph Coughlin is founder and director of the Age Lab and a baby boomer himself.
Aging in the United States is a chance to reinvent, a chance to really think about quality of life, and a chance to improve life from 0 to 100.
As Angelina's driving down the road, we can see her visual attention. I can see she's looking at the windshield right now.
One thing they're looking at is transportation. Using research tools like this driving simulator to make cars of the future safer and easier to drive.
I didn't say crash.
Now this reduces your wrist movement.
They're also trying to come to grips with the physical limitations that come with getting older.
I think now you're ready to go, Agnes.
They developed an aging suit known as AGNES, short for Age Gain Now Empathy System. The bulky blue jumpsuit is altered to restrict the wearer's movements and make her tired, basically giving students like Katie an idea of what it might feel like to be in their mid-70s.
I feel stiff. I can not really bend my limbs very well.
AGNES was developed to be a tool to provide insight into product design, but also a way to really start thinking about innovation to reinvent our physical world.
Coughlin hopes this experiment will ultimately lead to products that are easier to open and to stores that are more user-friendly for boomers as they become elders.
The mission of Age Lab is to create an environment of innovation to help us have things to do and to help us live well.
So they're also toiling away on a smart kitchen that might help boomers stay in their homes as they age. The centerpiece is not the coffee maker, but something called radio frequency identification technology, RFID for short.
Right here we have an RFID antenna. It detects the presence of an RFID tag, which would be similar to maybe a barcode. The tag identifies that this specific bottle and what it is.
It's another way to find out if someone has taken their medications and supplements. And these fuzzy little things are known as pill pets.
How do we motivate people to get them to take their prescription?
Designed to display digital images, they could serve as an emotional motivator for someone to take their medicine on time.
Can we get older adults to care about an electronic picture?
A simple idea that just might prove effective.
We know today that if somebody can't manage their own medications, it's the number one reason why they can't continue to live independently.
And for some 78 million baby boomers, living independently will, someday soon, be what it's all about. That means for places like the Age Lab, growing old really is the new frontier.
The Age Lab is unique around the world as being a platform to understand that aging is not about the old. It's about all of us. And that new frontier is, how do you want to live tomorrow? And we're inventing your life tomorrow here. That'll be
something. The Age Lab might have tomorrow covered, but what about 5 or 10 years from now? For that, we look to Redmond, Washington, and the world headquarters of Microsoft. The corporation, famous for software, is also working hard to turn cutting-edge technology ideas into reality.
So here we have our home here, and of course when I get to my front door, I want to be able to get in, but the nice thing here is I can just put my palm up on the screen, it unlocks the door and lets me in.
Jonathan Klutz has just walked into the home of the future, the Microsoft home. It's a full-scale model filled with devices and technology that may very well change the way we live.
The Microsoft Home is really founded with the idea of kind of exploring the way these technologies could enhance people's lives and then actually allowing people to come through and experience them.
The first feature you experience is a smart tray in a home's entryway.
All I have to do is set my device down on it. It will sense that it's there and begin charging it.
There are 6 rooms here, each outfitted with working prototypes that give visitors a sense of where domestic technology is headed. A central network runs everything in the home. A single remote controls the TV and stereo, turns lights on, opens the blinds, and adjusts the thermostat.
The things that we really shoot for here in the home is to look at ways that, you know, technology can enhance our lifestyle, and that includes everything from making simple tasks easier to making entertainment choices and have better relationships with the people that we care about.
For many boomers, that means their kids and their parents. In the bedroom, digital wallpaper, room-sized displays that can be changed. So for instance, a teenager might like this design. But when grandma comes to visit, the room can be transformed at the sweep of an arm. In the kitchen, a central computer hub with the family's health profiles.
So as I touch the glass, it's able to pick up my information automatically. Recipes.
And a countertop with built-in sensors that can offer up recipes and step-by-step cooking instructions.
I'm going to ask for some help. Guide me.
It can also give audio and visual reminders about taking prescription medicines.
So if I take several medications, it might be nice to be reminded exactly which ones I'm supposed to take at any given time.
And while the Age Lab's technology recognizes pill bottles, this clever countertop can distinguish individual pills.
So in this case, I'm supposed to take a couple of these pills, so it's asking me to set them out here on the counter. It not only verifies that I've actually set 2 of the pills there, it's verified that the pills are green and oblong.
In the family room, you can visit your favorite art gallery virtually from the comfort of the couch. And the coffee table has touchscreen technology built in that lets you move through the space and even pick up some of the pieces for closer inspection.
We're one of the few facilities that I know that really thinks about the way that technology can be integrated in a lifestyle. So we're not about a new gadget or a new product or a new specific thing. We're about a scenario.
I think smart homes are great in terms of just getting people to think outside the box. So there have to be innovations in technology to find even the littlest increment that works. And sometimes you've got to take 10 steps forward to find the thing that really works just 1 step away.
When that 1 step is taken, baby boomers will be there ready to embrace the best that modern technology has to offer. After all, they're not considered the most influential generation in history for nothing.
One thing we can say about the boomers is that whatever they turn their minds to, they generally put their stamp on it, and I think technology will be no exception.
The baby boomers are not foolish. They don't believe that they're going to get out of this life alive. But while we're here, we're going to demand to live better. And technology is something that we've grown up with, and we're not going to give it up as we age.
I would say that without technology, boomers would never be able to achieve the life that they would want to. It's about infusing your life with this quality and this connection with your family, which I think is limitless and priceless for people.
Certainly, baby boomers want to continue to live a youthful lifestyle even as they get older. And so technology is going to be one of the chief ways in which boomers are able to do that, and in ways that we really haven't even begun to imagine.
One key factor that will help them succeed is sheer buying power. Baby boomers spend more money on technology than any other age group. And as we look toward the future, what types of tech tools are they expected to invest in for themselves and their families? The experts say technologies around work and health and wellness. And no question, the choices baby boomers make today will have a major impact on the family of the future. For Discovery Channel and AARP, I'm Dr. John White. Be well and keep connected. For more information about living a better life through new technology, visit our websites, discoverychannelpatienteducation.com and aarp.org.